One of the most important things, I believe, that as believers we need to realize is that there is never a time to retire in the Lord's work. There is no age limit as to when one needs to discontinue the ministry for Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says these wonderful words, that although our outer man is perishing, our inner man is being renewed day by day. Paul could say that his desire as he continued growing in age was to know the Lord and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. He said he had finished the course. All through his life he had pressed on, in 2 Timothy chapter 4. And I think of Anna and Simeon waiting for the appearance of Jesus Christ and prophesying and ministering even though they were up in years. Since the soul never grows old, it is the soul that is being renewed continually. And as we think about this, there are some sources that reiterate this by way of encouragement for us as believers in Jesus Christ. I'm reminded a quote in Pirkei Avot that I have alluded to before, which says in chapter 5, verse 26, that Bin Bagbag says, "Delve into it, hafak ba, turn it over, continue to delve into the Torah, for everything is in it." And then he goes on to say, "Look deeply into it, grow old and gray over it, and do not stir from it, for you have no better portion than it." One of the most important things I believe we can say is that we continue in the Word of God, learning and growing in Jesus Christ the whole of our lives, no matter what age we might be. I was noticing in Cicero's work, De Senectute, that he speaks about the subject concerning old age. And he has some of these wonderful quotes that we as Christians can read, I believe, with encouragement. He writes that the old age of a life spent peacefully and in chastity and in refinement is calm and quiet. And we have heard of the case of Plato, who died writing in his 81st year, as was the case with Socrates, who says that he wrote that book which is entitled Panathenaicus in his 94th year, and he lived for 5 years afterwards. And his master, George of Leotini, completed 107 years and never slackened in his pursuits and work. He gives other encouraging words. He writes, for example, in another wonderful quote, that rashness belongs to the flower of life, but wisdom to old age. And again, speaking of Solonus, who was taken to court because they thought he was senile, said these words. He recited to the court a play which he had in his hands and had lately written, Oedipus of Colonus, and to have asked if the poem seemed the work of an imbecile, and after this recitation he was acquitted by the verdict of the court. Did old age then compel him, or Homer, or Hesiod, Simonides, Stesichorus, or those whom I have mentioned before, Isocrates, Gorgias, or the chiefs of the philosophers, Pythagoras, Democritus, or Plato, or Xenocrates, or later Zeno, Cleanthes, or him whom you also have seen in Rome, Diogenes the Stoic, to be dumb in their pursuits, as in the case of all these was the activity of their pursuits, equal with their life. And Cicero continues, driving home this great reality that there is never a time to stop. He talks about Solon boasting in verse, saying that he becomes old, learning something in addition every day. And even Cicero says, "And I did also, who learned Greek in my old age, which indeed I took up as eagerly as if wishing to slake a long-continued thirst, so that those very points might be known by me, which you now see me using as examples." I believe, as we look at a person like Cicero, or quoting the Pirkei Avot, that there's never a time, especially for a believer in Jesus Christ, to stop serving the Lord. It is to be one of the passions of life to continue throughout life. There is no time for retirement. Again, Cicero says, "Nor indeed must we aid our body alone, but our mind and spirit far more. For these also become extinguished by old age, unless you pour oil, as it were, into the lamp." And so we pour oil by meditating, by studying, by growing continually in the things of the Lord. He finally concludes by saying that he grows old, adding many things to his knowledge every day, and this pleasure of mine there can be surely none greater. And I would say, as a believer in Jesus Christ, there is no greater pleasure than to continue to add to our knowledge from Scripture concerning our Lord Jesus Christ. And as Paul said, even though the outward man may grow old, the inner man is being renewed day by day. And as Paul could say to Timothy, "Keep on in the Word of God, Timothy, and pursue it as I have done, and finish the course as I have finished the course." Hence, let us follow the example of these, and especially those who pursued Jesus Christ, and to them there was absolutely no idea of ever retiring.